Can you explain in more detail why you decided to have my birth where you did and the decisions you made instead of the normal decisions people make when having birth?
Okay. Well, normal could be a lot of different things for a lot of different people. But I chose to go with a midwife because the midwives offered far more care, openness with decisions in terms of all the different, you know, immunizations and vaccinations and choices you have to make when you're going through pregnancy. And I like that. I like the openness and the information. And then when I still had to make the decision whether or not I wanted to have the birth in the hospital. And once we did the prenatal class, when we did the hospital visit, I just felt like it was too clinical and it wasn't warm and it just didn't feel as a birth, as natural as a birth should feel to me. So because we were a safe distance from the hospital, so I felt comfortable that I was making good, safe decisions, and I had a very straightforward pregnancy. It wasn't a high-risk pregnancy. So once I went into labor and everything was running smoothly, we had the pool there because there's lots of research to show how much quicker labor can be and how much easier birth can be when your muscles are relaxed, and the warm water of the bath did that. So it was still 9 hours in total, but it was a very comfortable experience for both Daddy and I. And then we were at home. We didn't have to leave. It wasn't clinical. You didn't have people coming and going. And we had everything we needed right there. So it was a perfectly magical experience.
Okay, and I talked briefly about how you chose my name from the book The Climb you were reading, but did you have any other choices, or did you ever think about how many times I'd have to spell it out for people or anything like that when you were choosing my name?
Well, we kind of thought, I was inspired by a Russian mountaineer. I was reading Into the Climb when I was pregnant, and I was inspired by his passion in the mountains, and we were also such mountain people that I was kind of drawn to that, and his nickname was Toli, and I thought, oh, well, Anatoly, Anatolia, we could shorten it to Tolia, and it kind of went from there. So once, even though we got a lot of, we had a lot of discussions with the grandparents about your name and it being too complicated, we decided we would still just go with it, and it's worked out. You filled your name in.
Thanks. And with me being a redhead and the firstborn child, were you completely and utterly shocked that I came out and had red hair, or were you kind of expecting it?
Oh my goodness, in no way was I expecting it. Complete shock. Yeah, that was a total surprise. Well, at first we thought you were going to be a boy for some reason, because people kept, you know, commenting on how I looked pregnant. Oh yeah, you hold the baby right out front like this. It's a boy, such and such. It's a boy. Everyone kept telling me. So I had this in my mind that you were a boy. You were going to be Jackson. And then red, no clue. I wonder if that has something to do with the morning sickness. If you get more morning sickness with redheads.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.